I feel very anxious about the whole thing.
I think I want to cry.
I would rather be single.
Classic me, just attention seeking.
Anyway, what else?
I don't know why I thought this natural hydrating face mask was a good idea. There's turmeric stains everywhere. Ugh, I'm so hungover. We had Amy's virtual hen party last night. Honestly, I'm so done with these virtual gatherings. How is it literally just me and Charlotte from my school friends that aren't engaged or married? Is that a bit depressing? Although, what is definitely depressing is boring Frank. I can't believe she's actually marrying him. Wow. I'd rather be single. And it was all right. We actually all got pretty drunk. Or maybe it was just me. I threw up. So if that's not a sign of a good virtual night, I don't know what is. It was fancy dress too, which was actually quite hilarious. Although I did feel a bit pathetic in the slutty cheerleader outfit. It was literally all I had. Oh my God. And Amy was such a good sport. Her sister dropped off this giant inflatable dick costume. It was so funny. She wore it the whole night. We played a few games, but it's just not the same though. Like, there were some major awkward moments, and a hen is always such a random group of people. There were some girls I hadn't seen for years, and for good reason too. And we all just kept talking over each other, and then you would also get these weird silences, which was all just a bit surreal. Like, you would end up with all of us just staring at each other in our makeshift costumes and Amy as a giant penis. Yeah, weird. I'm so over this though. I don't know if things are ever going to go back to normal or if I'll ever be able to touch someone again or if there's a way back from being an alcoholic. At least walking to the shops every day to buy more wine is giving me a bit of exercise. I tend to buy them a bottle at a time as it's way more acceptable, right? Instead of getting like a massive box delivered. Well, it makes me feel better anyway. I seriously need to start hiding my phone though every time I drink. My messages are getting outrageous. Like, I started sexting some random guy last night just to feel a bit empowered.
I don't know how to feel. I think I want to cry. I definitely want a hug. God, how long has it been since I had a hug? This morning I heard Rudy and Rose in the kitchen. I was bricking it. But I knew I had to face them sometime. They stopped talking and looked at me when I walked in. I felt my face get hot and I just knew I had to say something. Look, guys, I said, I'm really sorry for the way I've been behaving. And then it all just started to pour out. I've been feeling pressure at work. I've been so busy and so, so tired. Not just because of lack of sleep, but because I'm worried all the time. I thought I could handle it, but it just wore me down. And I know I've been utter shit to live with. I know I'm always in a mood, and I know I shouldn't have snapped the other night. Then, nothing. I was staring at the floor, nobody said anything. Then Rose broke the silence. I was ready for an argument, but she spoke really softly. It kind of threw me. She was understanding, and then began to talk about what she had been finding hard, both before and after the virus hit. Then before long, Rudy was opening up about his career worries, loneliness, everything really. I was shocked to hear, well, that they weren't that great, you know? It was amazing talking to them and actually just being honest. This week I've been getting so angry at them in my head, and that's just all gone now. I felt guilty for my behaviour, even more so when they told me how hard I'd been to be around. So I feel bad about that, but also relieved. Just so relieved. And I don't know, I guess it's almost a bit of a rush to talk so openly for once. I never want to let it get so bad again. So anyway, they said I could stay. I know I am really lucky to live with them. I need to remember how lucky I am.
really sick of Mum telling me that I should exercise every fucking day. It's like, just because you've started running 3 times a week doesn't mean you're suddenly the Rock. It's just, like, every day she's got a little niggle. Like, have you thought about maybe advertising? Could be a fun job for a creative like you. Like, that's not helpful. All you're doing is saying all my anxieties out loud, and I am way ahead of you because I'm thinking about them from the second I wake up and during the day and while I take a shit and before I go to bed. Like, you're lucky I'm even up, like, at all. Suggesting advertising too. Oh, because this journalism stuff clearly isn't going to happen. As if I'm not, like, nothing's changed. I'm still writing, I'm trying to get stuff pitched, and all that stuff. She doesn't understand it, so assumes it's failing. What does she want me to do, honestly? Places have a literal hiring freeze right now. I know she worries, but you've got to trust that I know what I'm doing. I never said it was an easy career to get right off the bat. I don't know why... Okay, it's not her fault she worries. I literally just shrink into myself from my mom, and it makes it difficult. Like, things I say she just writes off as, like, insane thoughts or something, and I'm tired of it. I literally am just trying to connect with you since we're stuck in this together. God, at the shop, it was even worse. Like, she was like, do you want cereal? Not a kiddie one, though. Like, what? If I want Wheatos, I am getting Wheatos. You're not eating them. That will muesli. Seriously. No contest. All you're doing is choosing whether or not you want to have a soul. It's like choosing joy or choosing muesli. Oh, she doesn't get it. Oh my God, I've regressed so much.
I am just on my way into school now. First day back. Wow, it's so weird to see, like, no one around. Literally a ghost town around here. Is that a tumbleweed? usually there's loads of bald men in suits running into Pret, or just like lots of rude people around in the morning, but it's actually very peaceful today. I'm rather enjoying this new version of my walk to work. Every time I see someone walking around, it's such a novelty, like, people still exist. Oh, this guy's not wearing a mask. I'll give him a judgy stare. First day back at school for a while now. We're only running at 20% capacity at the moment, but it's still a big deal. We're just taking in key workers' children, helping out those that are still working. Helping everyone apart from ourselves, really. Forcing teachers back to school kind of feels like the government is pressuring us back to work, which for some of us is basically a death sentence. Push the poor back to work to save the rich. What's new? I've been dying to get back to work for ages now, actually, but now that it's here, I feel very anxious about the whole thing. I keep asking myself these deep questions of morality, but with no answers. It's really a question of if the needs of the many outweigh the needs of a few. I guess the needs of the many should probably win that one. The teachers' unions are really pulling their fingers out, though, and rightly so. Oh, hi, Beth.
I totally get people aren't recruiting right now, so you want to keep us all on furlough. But did you really have to bring Joe back to work? I'm taking it as a personal insult. He's not even good. I'm not even just saying it. I'm actually finding it really tough not working or not being busy. I get that this is a unique opportunity to get paid and not actually work, and I should be grateful for my situation. But I just feel a bit shit. Like, I feel guilty for lounging around all day. It's like I should be achieving something. I mean, the weather has been glorious, so I have achieved a pretty good tan. Thank God for the tiny patio. But I'm really aware that some people are making a difference right now, and I don't really have anything to show for myself. I wonder if I should sign up to volunteering or something. I'm going to try and make Emma do it with me. She's a do-gooder. If I can tear her away from that Sandy guy. They've been doing art classes together. I think she's pretty into him. He's her personal trainer, though. I would not have said he was her type. Oh, God, yeah. I went on a socially distanced walk with Callum. He was so intense, and I'm not being funny, but he looked like a weird man-child in real life too. It was too much. Honestly, I just felt a bit repulsed by him. I think I'm feeling that way about a lot of guys at the moment. I think I need a bit of a break from men. I've deleted all my apps. Temporarily. It's weird, because I am feeling a bit lonely, but I'm not sure it's something a man could fix. Like, I want to see my mum and my nephew. I wish I had a dog.
I started getting into this writing group they set up for young journalists and creatives and stuff, but I haven't written, I haven't actually written anything in months. Like, every week I come up with some new idea, but then I just, leave it. Probably just, I think I just like, you know, the validation of having the idea and not the actual doing the idea itself. Classic me, just attention-seeking twat. If I can't do the work that I say I love when there's literally nothing else in the way, then what the fuck am I doing? Being some stupid dreamer, essentially. Just like making pretend that I've got something to say. Someone in the group was going off about gratitude and how journaling helps them boost his creativity. I gave it a shot and realised I'm only grateful for weed at the moment. Sorry, Henry.
This is so weird. We've had to move all the chairs and tables 2 meters apart like a Victorian classroom. The children have to keep their distances at lunch and break, and they can't even leave the class all at the same time. If getting adults to follow the rules is apparently so hard, how are kids supposed to keep their masks on all day and not touch each other? This is far from normality. I thought coming back to work would be some form of reassurance, but the only thing that seems certain at this point is that this is fucking weird.
This is dramatic, but I just hate waking up. I really do. It takes me so long some days. I just can't make myself move. It's really scary, but then I do get up, and it's like, oh, maybe I was just being a waster. Speaking of wasting, all I really want to do is day drink or get high. God, that'd be good. I actually did pick up the other day. I got a number from an old mate. I've hidden it in my brother's room because he's still at his uni place. I got it to chill me out, but now it's like literally the most stressful thing in my life now, because it's like, it stinks, and I just know Mum's going to find it, and literally, I'll be listening to her moving through the house. And then I finally had some to relax. And oh my God, the paranoia was just outrageous. It was a stupid thing to do. I just wanted to not think for a while and feel like I was hanging at my old place for a bit. Wanted to pretend I could still do things on my own terms, maybe. Pretentious reason for smoking weed. Probably not the most pretentious ever. Less pretentious than, I don't know, some poets probably who want to get high and talk about God or something. Lesson learned anyway. Haven't really relaxed, but I have been laying down. I can't really tell the difference anymore. I want to say I'm trying my best, but I don't know what my best looks like anymore. I'm just tired. Drinking too much coffee can't help, but I need it for every time I hear Mum say, "He's trying," on a call to my aunt.
Wow. What an incredibly unproductive day. I was trying so hard to push through the strangeness of it all and just carry on with the lessons that I'd planned out, but explaining and enforcing the rules is what took up most of my time today. Like, how can they expect children to queue outside the class with enough distance between them or even really understand the severity of the situation? Half of them can't even do their times tables. You just can't force that upon them. It's just not fair. Today also just felt like a low day. You know, in lockdown when you just have those days when You're just flatter than others. Bit squished. Feeling like something is missing in your life and then realizing that so much is missing. I think it's a common thing. I hope so, anyway. Coming into school today just felt so strange as well, not being able to go near any of the other teachers or any of the children just made me feel really isolated and strange. It's amplified to like the 100th degree. Not sure if this has ever dawned on me before, but I'm very alone right now.
I got all sorts of news. My boss messaged yesterday about this meeting today, which I totally thought nothing of. I literally thought it would just be a general update on the team and stuff, but actually, turns out they're going to be making redundancies, so that's just absolutely fucking wonderful. Coronavirus strikes again. What am I going to do if I get made redundant? Like, yeah, I know I hate my job sometimes, but I'm good at it. And I do like talking to people about what I do, and they kind of respect me when I tell them about it. Like, if I don't have a job, what do I even have? Emma said I should join a professional women's group to help people with career advice. I guess I never really thought about using my knowledge and experience to help others with career decisions. It would totally give me a little sense of purpose at the moment, but it is a bit disingenuous because I'm not exactly my best right now. Well, anyway, I'll think about it because I'll go crazy if I don't get back into some kind of routine. Right, then on top of this, guess who crawled out from the woodwork? Greg. Yeah, can you even believe it? What the actual fuck? He messaged at like 11 last night asking how I am and do I want to go for a walk? Is he joking? Like he can just pick me up when he wants? I haven't messaged back yet. Why does he have to be so hot? I don't know what to do.
Okay. Now I understand why people are doing all of these virtual activities. They are so fun! Tonight I had my first virtual life drawing class, the one that Emma suggested. So she was there too. Oh, we had such a good time. It was fun and interesting and yeah, I loved it. We were sketching this middle-aged guy and got to be honest, nothing quite prepared me for when he walked into shop. Removed his dressing gown and perched on a stool, just everything hanging out. It was like one of those videos that started appearing in lockdown where someone on a big Zoom conference call forgets their cameras on and starts getting naked, but like, on purpose. I did start to crack up watching the other people over Zoom. One woman, she was already holding her pencil up to the screen, measuring God knows what. I really got into it though. I started to get into the flow. Like, I'd forgotten what that felt like, sort of concentrating but also relaxed. I actually felt like a different person. I felt more like me. Not what everyone thinks they see at the gym. The real me. I can't even imagine what it would be like to get paid to do this. After the class, most of the people stayed on the call for a post-class drink. They're so interesting. Like, so different compared to who I meet on a day-to-day. Not that my day-to-day are bad, but the people from the class just spoke to a different part of me, you know? And then Emma and I had a quick post-class drink. Is that right? We just laughed so much and showed each other what we'd drawn. It was just a really great night. Honestly, I can't stop smiling.